from the aircraft. It's said to be the result of landing at the wrong airstrip. The F-18 took off from the USS Nimitz, an aircraft carrier that is now in the Persian Gulf. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. The beauty of the sunsets never.
All right, good morning, Jefferson. Love that song. We have a couple of good songs throughout Jefferson.
All
those Jeffersonians putting stuff together to get us up and going and kind of appealing to the core of us. Wonderful to have that happen. Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday show at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. And I'm here with my friend and cohort, Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Wynn. How you doing?
So far, so good. And our ever-trusting Bob, he's back at the panel. He's going to keep us legally out of trouble for the most part. As best as he
can.
Yes,
I'm back at the panel.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys. It's good to be back.
Hey, before I forget, tonight we have our Sunday call. And I just want to remind everybody, first-time listeners and what have you, we have every second and fourth Sunday of each month, we have a Sunday call where people can call in and talk about Jefferson. And, well, you can hear what's going on. When you call in, you're automatically muted, so you can't talk. But we have moderators who are taking the questions and letting people know, letting everyone know what's currently going on with the status of the court case and other things regarding Jefferson. And if you'd like to hear that and participate in the call, it's free. It does not cost you a dime on landline or cell phone, so you're good to go there. So the number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And the access code, once you get into the menu, the access code is 307-268-POUND. Again, access code is 307-268-POUND. And the beauty of it is you can listen on the telephone once you get into the system. You can also go to your computer, go to soj51.net, and go to the calendar part of it, and events and calendar and events, what have you on there. And then once you get to the calendar for the particular day, click on it, and you'll be able to go right into the chat room. And you might have to register, but go ahead and do that, and you can see what's being said in the chat room while you're on the phone listening to hearing what's going on. And a lot of times, depending on, you know, how much information is being put out and so forth, the moderators will pull those questions right off of the chat room. So you can ask your questions that way. Type in your question, and you can hear what the responses are. So we invite everyone to participate. Come join us and listen and find out what's going on. And again, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. It's the way we're trying to get things going for Jefferson. We're trying to get people included and have some serious inclusion going on here. So everyone, please listen, find out what's going on, and type in your questions, and we'll be good to go. And I got that piece of homework out of the way. And I will mention this probably a couple more times throughout the show. So we are ready to do some more good stuff here. Who are we? Are we got Mark?
We're going to go right to Mark Baird, folks. And the reason we are, we have some other announcements, but we're going to go right to Mark. And the reason that we are is that he is out there fighting fires, and so he may get called away. So, Kemosabe, what's the latest on what's going on with the court case? Are you there, Mark?
Morning. There I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well.
Doing
Thank
well.
You.
Thanks, Mark.
Good. Yeah, I just want to say that the final complaint's been prepared, and I've read it several times. It really is an interesting read, and I am real hopeful. I think the state's attorney has continued to be lazy in his preparation, and I think the 25th we're going to win, and we're going to win big. I just urge everybody to show up. We need to fill that courtroom. We need to be spilling out into the hallway and spilling out down the steps into the street if we can, because as I said before, court is drama, and the more public pressure you bring to a federal court, the more the judge has to look at the people in the audience and wonder if there isn't something to the argument, and that's what we need to do. Be respectful and polite, but definitely show up.
Mark?
Yes?
Yeah, can you, for the folks that are on the line now, can you explain to them what is happening on the 25th at 10 a.m. and then what happens on September the 8th? And before you do that, I just want to give folks the address of where we're going to be on the 25th. It is the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse, 501 I Street, courtroom number 3, and that is on the 15th floor.
In Sacramento.
In Sacramento, California. There you go, for, Mark. Let us know what's going on
okay.
on the 25th.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Siri, get me directions to federal court. So I'm glad somebody came up with the address. That makes it much easier. But, on the 25th will be the hearing. The state has filed an ex parte, which means emergency motion, to rescind the decision to constitute a three-judge panel. And it's a very unusual thing to do, because one would think if the federal judge has already made a decision to call for a three-judge panel, which Title 28, 2284 calls for, that it would be a silly thing for the state to want her to reconsider that decision after she's already made it. And in our mind, she must have found that the case has merit, or she would never have called for the three-judge panel to begin with. So the state's motion, we think, is a little unusual, but it is their attempt to extend the proceedings, to cause us more expense and cost, and to cause us to, they hope to burn up our resources in trying to get past the demur or the motions part of the trial so that we can survive to argue the merits of the case. We're going to win. The state's attorney's argument is extremely weak. Our arguments are very strong. We have lots of case law. On the 25th, the hearing for the state's ex parte motion will take place, and our motion in opposition to that.
Go ahead.
Then on September the 8th, the motion to dismiss the case will be heard, and also the motion to amend our complaint. Now, mind you, there is case law to amend the complaint. Whenever you have corrections to substantial information, additions of plaintiffs, things like that, it's normal for us to amend our complaint perhaps many, many times in the process. So that's not an unusual thing to ask for. And, in fact, the state's attorney had already agreed to that. And now he's saying he didn't. The state is acting so capriciously and so in such a wrong way that we're even going to ask for sanctions against the state's attorney. So, you know, I just, you guys want to see how liberty works, show up the 25th. Let's, you know, we the people, we're going to express that we're not happy with the way the state's being run, and we're going to do something about it, and we are never going to quit, never, ever, until we've regained our liberty, and that's what this is about. Please come on the 25th and support the case, and let's get this thing moving, because we're going to win. We just need to get into court.
Again, that's at the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse, 501 I Street, Sacramento, California, courtroom number 3, and it's on the 15th floor. Mark, I was going to ask you maybe to just kind of throw this out there to you. Judge Mueller did have this, did have our complaint for quite a while before she made her decision to ask for the 3-judge panel, which she did on August 3rd. And now she's going to hear the ex parte. Is that anything to be concerned about, or?
Well, no, I don't think it is. It's irregular, as I said. The case already has merit, or she would have never called for the 3-judge panel. She would have, and also her ability to declare the case to be without merit is dependent on one thing and one thing only, and that is that the Supreme Court has issued opinion to the point that the case itself is already settled law. And that's nowhere near the fact in this case. It's not settled law. We can prove that. And so she doesn't really have any latitude to say the case doesn't have merit. She has to find the case has merit. She's already done that. I find it irregular to hear an ex parte motion this late in the game. But, you know, once again, the state is, there's nothing that's beneath them. They'll lie, cheat, steal, manipulate in order to get their way in court. They've done it before. They're going to do it again. As we've said a million times, the nasty part of this is just starting. So let's take care of our big boy pants and fight.
Yeah, and Judge Mueller also, in setting the September 8th hearing at 10 a.m. in courtroom 3, which is a couple weeks after the 25th, that's kind of a neat thing because that's about the motion to amend our complaint. And as we know, the first one had to have been pretty strong for her to make that request. And also, we have some additional plaintiffs that have been added to that. So I think that that bodes well for us that we have another date for a hearing right on the heels of the 25th. I think that bodes well for us.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's... you know, the process is in motion. It's clear for anybody to see what it is. We know what we have to do. We're already doing it. What we need is we need help from the people who want to regain their liberty.
Now,
that's what we need.
There were people who asked if, well, gosh, should we wear our Jefferson stuff? Well, you know, I know that the general consensus is we can't change who we are. I mean, number one, and number two, you know, whatever you feel comfortable in, but I know that I'm going to wear a Jefferson shirt, and, you know, but the idea is to be very, very respectful, folks, when we're there. I mean, don't bring anything in but bottled water, you know, very respectful, very quiet, no matter which way it goes. What we want to do is show them in numbers. I mean, if we have people standing outside the room, and we can't really stress this enough. Folks, we need to have that courtroom full, and running out the door. Is that your thinking, Mark?
Amen, brother. That's it. Show up. If you care, show up. If you want to help, show up. If you want to contribute, show up. If you want to do something about your situation, show up.
Actually,
if you want a better place for your kids to grow up, show up. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty
good. Got something going on there, Kemosabe. Sounds like you're, are you starting up the airplane or what?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm about to walk up the stairs. I've got a taxi airplane, so I got to go. But the long and short of it is, show up.
There you go.
Okay, buddy. Then listen, have a safe flight. Be safe, Kemosabe.
Okay, I will. Talk to you guys later.
See you on the flip side.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now keep in mind what Mark is talking about, too. This is history in the making. Never having been done before. Never. Never. Not once. In the history of our nation, or any nation, not once has this been done. So guess what? If you want to be a witness to this, you want to be a part of it in any small way, just being in the presence in the building, just being in the building when this happens, knowing that, you need to be there. I'm going to be there. I know that. I know a great many of us are going to be there. So please do show up, be part of it. And it's about the fellowship of trying to break through for our liberty and our freedom as a sovereign state. And this is the beginning of the process. So just remember that. So it's going to be a process, and there will be times when it's definitely will get ugly. And we just need to take the high road, be the better people for it, and act accordingly. So do what your mama told you. Just, you know, do the right thing every time. So we're going to do that. And we need to do something else. Hold on. Here comes Terry.
Okay. Also, what we're going to do here is we are going to go to a break. But before we do that, when we come back from the break, we'll go ahead and talk about what's going to happen tomorrow at the Jefferson meeting and what's happening at the Reading Patriot meeting. Also, Diana Baird, if you're out there, my dear, call us back. We'll take a break here and call us back after the break, and we'll get you on. Okie doke. Time has come, my friend.
4:51.
One morning I woke up and I knew it was all. A new day, a new way, and new eyes for it all. Lord, the way I saw mine is gone. The sky is clearing and the night is bright. The sun, he come, the world is all right. Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to get along.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Back at it, and we have a wonderful caller with us. Hey, Diana, are you there this morning? Good morning, Diana.
Yes, good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Terry.
Morning.
Good morning, Jeffersonians.
So
I wanted to bring the Tri-County Rally to the forefront here. It is coming up this week, August 17th at 7 p.m. Now, this is a very delicate time of day because as our days become shorter, our ability to utilize this outdoor theater become smaller in time frame. So our agenda for this meeting is to, first of all, recognize the three counties and all the hard work that we've been doing to bring forth what's going on in Jefferson. But then we're also going to have Mark Baird as our keynote speaker. And hopefully Mark Baird will be able to share with us some updated information. I'm sure we'll be hearing about what we just heard on the radio, which would be great. And while we're there, we're going to have a couple of tables for information and a table that has some goods to buy if people want to come and buy shirts or hats or things like that. And then we will also have two drawings, and the tickets are $5 or five tickets for $20. And you have the ability to win or the possibility to win a ballistic compound bow. And that bow was donated by Pacifica Archery. That's from a place in the Bay Area. So it's really nice to know that we have supporters all over the place. And then the second one is an FMK sidearm. And this sidearm actually has the Bill of Rights inscribed on the side of it. It's really, really cool. And that was donated by our very own Lincoln Gun Exchange. And all of the proceeds received for these tickets will go directly to the Jefferson Formation Legal Fund. And let's see, what else have we got?
Can you give the price on the tickets again and the address of where this is going to be, hon?
Yes, I can. The tickets are $5 each, or you can purchase five tickets for $20. We will sell no more than 1,000 of them, and we have a few of them left. And so when you guys come out to see us at this meeting on the 17th, then you can buy your tickets then and there. And the location is the Auburn Garden Theater in Auburn, and the address is 350 Nevada Street, Auburn, California, 95603.
And Diana, also, you said Tri-County. So who are the three counties?
Yes. The Tri-County is from El Dorado County, who have been very instrumental in getting the word out, Nevada County, who borders the other side of us, and Placer County.
Uh-huh. All right. El Dorado, Placer, and Nevada County.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know who else we're going to have? We're going to have Hervé Leconte, the fellow who did the Jefferson Fund,
nice.
Representation for Run for Representation.
Nice.
Are you making him run there?
Well, we may have them do a few laps around the amphitheater. Oh, speaking of which, it is an outdoor venue. It is a gently sloped lawn as an amphitheater, so there won't be any regular chairs there. You'll have to bring a blanket or a lawn chair to sit on.
Okay.
And it's a very nice, cooler area because it's all grass. We've got tall trees to create a bunch of shade for that time of day.
Will you have water there?
And before I leave, I wanted to leave you with a couple of quotes that I found.
Well, before you do that, are you going to have any water there, any beverages for folks, or should they bring their own water and things like that?
You know, we were not able to get that on the permit. So if people want to bring water, they most definitely should bring some water. We'll probably have some there, but it's best that people bring their own.
Great. You have a quote.
I do. Okay, so here's the first one. And unfortunately, I don't know who this came from, but I liked it. Nothing will ever be attempted if all possible objections must be overcome first.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And the other one, this is from Theodore Roosevelt. Far and away, the best prize that life offers is the chance to work hard at work worth doing.
I like it. That sounds like something from Jefferson.
All right, my dear.
Well,
we have
for having me, you guys.
You bet. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Beverly, shoot away, darling.
Hello, this is Beverly from Lassen County, and I would like to let the people know that the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse is separate from the state capitol. Can you tell me the location difference?
Well, I don't know, but if you have GPS, I do have the address. The address is 501 I Street, and it is in courtroom 3. Courtroom number 3, which is on the 15th floor. So you can Google it. You can do whatever you need to do to it. But it's Robert T. Matsu. You can go to MapQuest. You can use your GPS. 501 I Street, courtroom 3, 15th
floor. Okay. My challenge is out there for every single county to have 10 people be present. We need at least 10 people from each county.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bev.
Great challenge.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Great challenge. I think that's great. And I know she's coming from Lassen, so we'll see. I'm assuming we're going to see at least 10 people from Lassen. That'll be great.
We should.
And also, Diana is the former speaker. She is one of the moderators on the call that we have on the second and fourth Sundays. And so she and Jenny Rapini, great partners in crime, great ladies. They are diligent about what they do and very very good at it. And they run the whole program. And it's not easy because there's a lot of technical stuff on the backside, and they're trying to keep things going and making sure everybody's being heard that are speaking, and then that they're being heard and that they're projecting out like they need to. So I know it's a juggling act that only these two ladies can perform. I know that if Terry and I did it, it would be a flop big time. So my hat's off to both these ladies, and they do a stellar job. So they are the ones that keep us afloat on the conference. So please do participate, and you can do that tonight if you'd like by calling a free phone call at 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114, and the access code is 307-268-POUND, 307-268-POUND, and remember, it's a free call.
Okay, the other thing is, too, make sure you dial a 1 first, because a lot of people dial the 1 first, and I know that because I was one of those people.
Okay, dial 1-712-770-4114, and then you'll get into the menu board, and then punch in 307-268-POUND, and then you'll be on the call. You'll be able to listen. You won't be able to speak. And then you can go to the website, and that's pretty easy. Just go to soj51.net, and on the homepage it says, up at the top it says About Us. Click on that, and then it says Events and Meetings. Click on that, and then go down to the click on today's date on the calendar. When you get into the calendar, go down to today's date, click on that, and a box will open up with the phone number that I just gave and the access code that I just gave. And then it'll also have the words chat, click here, highlighted. It'll be in blue. Click on that, and that'll take you right into the chat room, get registered, and you're good to go. You can see what's going on. You can type in your questions and comments and on the chat room on your computer, and you can be listening on your telephone and be all dialed in. So there you go.
Okay. Well, with that, thanks, Wynn. Appreciate that, buddy. With that, we have Ron in Reading. Ron, are you there?
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. I am here. I have a question.
Okay.
Question. Do you have any of those tickets that Diana Baird just talked about at one of your meetings for sale? And also, is there any age limit on whoever might win the bow, if there's an age limit? I have a grandson that's really interested in archery, and he's very good at it, and I would probably put his name on for the bow, but he's only 14 years old. So, anyhow, that's my question. So.
Okay, I don't know if there is an age limit for a bow. I mean, if he's learning to shoot archery, I mean, even if it's his name on it, you could keep the bow, and he could use it when he goes out with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think it doesn't matter whose name you put on. I wouldn't think. As far as the tickets go for the drawing, I don't believe we have any, and it is this Thursday, so you've got to purchase them there.
Okay.
As far as I know. And Diana, if you're listening, if you have something different on that, my dear, either get on the chat room, let us know, or give us a call back. So, Ron, keep listening, and if we hear anything else, my friend, we will go ahead and let you know about that.
Hey, Ron, are you in the Shasta County area?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure so that I understood. So, yeah. Diana's out of Placer County. So, yeah, hopefully she'll be able to give us some feedback on that regarding the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Ron. Okay.
Now,
tomorrow night at the Patriot meeting,
you're in Redding.
Yeah.
In Redding.
Yeah, in Redding. Dial one first.
Yeah.
And I'm an excellent driver.
You are an excellent driver.
And so anyway, yeah, we have the Jefferson meeting at 5:30. For all you folks that want to come out to that, it's at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church at 5:30 tomorrow night. And we have an orientation group, which Chris Kellstrom, easy for me to say, does a great job, and we'll give you all the good stuff on what Jefferson's about, what we're doing, et cetera. And then, of course, our other folks meet in the other room to talk about fundraisers and the different things that are happening in Jefferson right now to move it forward. At 6 o'clock, we will have an update on the Bundy trial. Okay, we'll have an update on the Bundy trial at 6 o'clock. And then we're going to also have an update. We'll talk a little bit more about what we talked about this morning, maybe a little bit more at length about the court case. And also, Mark Kent will be talking about what the grand jury's position was on Elk Trail. So he'll be talking about that. So that all starts at 6 o'clock. So anyway, that's tomorrow night. And, yeah, and remember to dial a one first.
Yeah.
I'm an excellent driver.
Yes, and that again, will be here in Redding, just for the extended listeners.
Yes.
If you're new listening, we talk about a lot of the local stuff going on here. We want to talk about the other stuff out in the rest of the counties, but it takes the other county members to call in and let us know what's going on in their respective counties. So if you've got good, bad, or indifferent things going on, please share it with us so we are all aware, and you never know where you might find help. You just never know what's going to happen. Remember, we're all connected here, and we can help wherever we can, when we can, but we have to have the knowledge about it first. So, and if you have good stuff to share, that's great. We want to hear the good stuff even more so than the bad stuff, but let us know what's going on so we're all aware, and, you know, we can help each other out. That's what Big Family of Jefferson is all about.
And again, it is the Robert T. Matsu Courthouse, 501 I Street, courtroom number 3, 15th floor, Sacramento, California. And that is August the 25th at 10 a.m. August the 25th at 10 a.m.
There you go. And it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be a historical thing. We are moving forward with whatever we need to do on our end. When I say our, I mean people from Jefferson, the plaintiffs, and everybody else that's not named as a plaintiff but are supporters. We're moving forward with this. And this is just the beginning of the process. And remember, it's going to get ugly. Things are going to be thrown out there that are not going to be true. They're going to be said and written about us and about the movement and about followers or about anybody that is remotely connected. That's when you have to put on your big boy pants and decide whether you're going to weather the storm or you're just going to sit back and go sit in a corner someplace and drink your warm milk. So the rest of us are going to weather the storm. I know that for myself, and I know a great many others that are going to do the same. So we're hoping that everybody will find strength and unity by doing that. So please remember that, and don't take everything that you hear as gospel, especially when it comes from the other side. So keep linked up. If you're not connected through Facebook, get connected on Jefferson and get connected with Rally Sally. She is the one that puts out all the good information. And there are some other pirated Jefferson's links out there that don't always have the information right. And Sally does. She's got the stuff. She doesn't put it out there unless she knows it's right. And then if something changes, she updates it as soon as she gets the information from the powers that be. And I'm talking about, you know, through the court case and everything else going on. So please be connected that way. If you're not, then do your best to get that way. And then even through email, she can send stuff out through email and some things. So just get connected and you'll know what's going on and how things are shaping up and where we're headed. And it takes all of us to be responsible to seek out the information instead of waiting for it to land in our lap. We have to seek it out. So do it that way too. Go to SOJ51.net and that's our website. It's up and operational. Go through and check it all out. We've got stuff on there regarding the court case. We put out there what we could, and in time, most everything will most likely be on there that we can put on there. So we're being careful, and we're informing the way we can and the way we know we need to do it. So we're just encouraging everybody to participate. So don't sit on the sofa any longer. Get out there and do some work like the rest of us.
You're an excellent information giver.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, that's great stuff, Lynn, as usual. We're going to go off to a break here real quick. Terry G., hang on. We'll get to you right after the break, my dear. When?
The time.
Has.
Come.
For.
51.
American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state.
California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone, riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Alrighty, we're back at it.
Okay, we have Terry G. on the line and Art Holding. So, Art, we'll get with you as soon as we get done with Terry G. here. How you doing, my dear?
Good morning, Terry.
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're good.
So far, so good.
Quickly, I wanted to let you know that El Dorado County has a new meeting date and location. We're happy to say, because our attendance keeps growing, we are now meeting on the fourth Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building, right near the Placerville County Fairgrounds in Placerville. And our next meeting, the first meeting there, will be Tuesday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. The other thing I wanted to note, that Hervé called me Friday morning, the day after he and Julie returned from the run. He's still charged up. I think he could probably go another 500 miles. But I wanted to report that he, in fact, did 510 miles.
Wow.
But more importantly, you know, he did this run. He volunteered to draw attention to Jefferson. And not wanting any compensation or expecting any thanks, but only also that if people wanted to support him and support this effort, that they please donate to the legal fund. We accomplished that to a good extent between the 15 counties where he ran. And so I'll let Wynn tell them the address. They can make donations on the website. We still have pledges we'll be collecting from. But more important, what Hervé and Julie did is, besides gaining a lot of friendships, and there was a lot of love spread, but they've helped build even a greater and stronger alliance because of this run for representation. And I just want to thank all the counties and the individuals that showed up and supported this effort.
Well, I'd like to thank you, my dear, and the El Dorado group. Folks, you folks in El Dorado, man, you guys are awesome. You guys are out there. You're movers and shakers. You're getting stuff done. Boy, when you have something going on that's good, positive, or you guys are always leading us into battle. And thank you so much for all the efforts that you guys do down there in El Dorado County. Marvelous group.
Okay, and thank you, and we will talk soon, and have a good day.
Oh, I will call you in about an hour, you know that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry I missed your call yesterday.
That's right, my dear. I'll give you a call.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Terry. And where Terry was talking about, too, Terry Girardi, she was saying that you could make your donations, you know, in support of Mr. LeConte doing the run. And you can mail your donations. If you're sending a check, just write run on the check in the memo part. That way we can attach it to that portion of the how the donation came in. We know it's for the legal fund, but we want to earmark it for the efforts that Mr. LeConte put forth, you know, running the 510 miles. That's like 511 miles and more than I would ever run. But anyway, you can always mail your checks to P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O 96073. Again, P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073. So that's where you can send your monies.
All right. So we have Art on the line. Art, what you got, buddy?
Yeah, hi. I've got a curious question. I've always wondered about this. You guys are on the air, and I know these events are being sponsored around the North State, at least. When one of these comes off, do you notify local newspapers, local television stations, any television stations for that matter? Does anybody know about them except for the core people who are really into this and trying to make some progress? I know from my own friends and my own adult family, most have never really heard about the state of Jefferson, or they only have a vague idea what it is. And it seems to me, getting the word out to the public, I don't know if you do it through flyers or whatever.
Well, I can answer that if you want.
What is that?
Okay, I can answer it, all of that. First of all, you're on the radio program, so you must know we're here. Second of all, we do a meeting every Monday night. Third of all, we have SOJ.net. We do every single event in Reading. We have 35,000 signatures on support statements in Reading. And really, Art, my friend, what happens a lot of times, as you probably know, with newspapers, they ignore us. We've been ignored by the Record Searchlight. We've been ignored by KRCR. However, they did do Hervé's run, and that's why when Hervé did his 500-mile run, it was so important for Jefferson because it really got the word out, and it was something that was a human interest story. I mean, here's a man comes over from France, comes over here, becomes a citizen, has a nonprofit that helps veterans' families. I mean, just a wonderful man, and also supports law enforcement, has done fundraisers for the deputies that were murdered in Dallas. Just a wonderful man. So it was a good human interest story. So it kind of helped us with some local stuff. But the answer to your question is yes, and there is stuff available. And again, the simple fact that you're on this radio program must mean that that you're tuned into that. But anyway, Wynn has one quick thing, and then we have another caller we've got to take, my friend. Here you go.
Keep in mind, too, that every time, pretty much without fail, we've invited the local newspaper to cover us. They have made errors.
Every time.
Egregious errors in the information that we told them. They would twist it. They would omit. They would do whatever they could to write it wrong for some reason. I don't get it. They have a recorder and they're taking notes at the same time. And then when you spell things out, because I've had this happen to me personally.
So you've talked directly to them?
And
multiple times.
To the editor.
Multiple times. We've talked to them multiple times. And they make errors in it every single time. And then, same with the local television, they don't cover it quite right. The only reason they covered Mr. LeConte last time is that where he came into Reading, here in Shasta County, where he came in and it was his final spot in Reading, was on the lawn, under the big oak tree, on the parking lot, at the auditorium, right across the street from the news station. And guess what? He was already there for about 15 minutes before they came running across the street with their camera.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
But the newspaper guy was there. He was writing stuff down.
Yes, he was.
And some of his stuff was inaccurate because he wrote, secede. We are not seceding. We are never seceding. And they did it again. They wrote secede in the article. And how can they say we're seceding when that's illegal? Immoral.
That's not an accident, yeah.
It's not an accident. No. So they did it again.
Right.
So every single time.
What are they
time,
so afraid of?
They're losing their power and control, which they don't have any of anyway. So I'm not sure what they're afraid of.
Well, here's the real deal.
They're afraid of the truth, it sounds
right.
like.
Right. Here's the real deal, Art. And we've got to go because we have another caller holding. But I do want to leave you with this. Shasta County is in somewhat unique to this. El Dorado County just called in. They get plenty of stuff in the newspaper. Yuba County, Sutter County, a lot of them do. A lot of this is unique to Shasta County. So maybe what you ought to do and your friends, first of all, if you could, you know, tell them about this radio program. Second of all, we announce on this radio program we meet every single Monday night. So really and truly, I think that if people want to know about us, I think it's out there. So if you'd spread the word that way and then not much we can do about the press, but yeah, we go out there. Anyway, Art, thank you, buddy, for the call. And have a great day.
Shasta County's a big enchilada.
It is.
Well, and, you know, there's some issues with it here locally because it's, you know, who it's being run by. So that's what we're up against. And the media knows that because then they don't get the stories from the people that are running it.
All right.
You know, so. Right,
thanks for that.
Sure. USA Today runs them anyway. Anyway, we've got to go off to another call, my friend. We've got Diana Baird hanging, and we're running out of time.
Thank you for calling in, Art.
Thanks, Art. Diana.
Yes. Hello again.
Hello.
Okay, so I heard the request for tickets, and I checked with our ticket holder, and since time is short, the only other thing we can think of is either, A, somebody can drive all the way down and get them, and I doubt that will happen for tomorrow. And then the other option is to actually send a check to Monica Walsh, and her address is P.O. Box 1732, Colfax 95713. And the way this can work is if they sent a check to her and put in their telephone number and their name so that she can put it on the tickets for them, she'll mail the tickets back. The important part is that the tickets that we keep, she will put their name and their phone number on them and then enter them into the drawing on Thursday. This is about the only way we can see that happening. Otherwise, they're more than welcome to come and join us because the more the merrier. And then what else did he ask? He asked about the archery bow. I don't think that there's any age limit whatsoever. There is one caveat as far as the firearm, though. If the firearm is won by a young person, then that won't happen. The adult will have to be the registrar of the gun, and all gun laws apply as far as California goes to get that transferred. And then secondly, I wanted to apologize and acknowledge that the Jefferson Messenger is delayed. My internet is offline. It's been offline for 3 days now, and we worked all day yesterday trying to get it. So I will get that out as soon as possible.
Okay, great. Now, again, for each ticket, it's $5. Is that correct?
$5 a ticket or 5 tickets for $20.
Okay.
And one more time on Monica's address.
Monica Walsh, Walsh, and her address is P.O. Box 1732. That's 1732. Colfax. Zip code is 95713.
And who do they make the check out to?
Make the check out to Jefferson Formation.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
Diana, thank you for all you do, my dear, and thank your hubby for all he does, too.
That Placer County Group. It's our pleasure, all in the line of patriotic and liberty.
Yep.
There you go. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Again, my dear.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Now, and going back to what Art was questioning about, too, Terry G., who was on here a few moments ago, Terry Girardi, she is our media lady, and she's down out of El Dorado County. She's linked to hundreds of media outlets, whether newspaper, TV, what have you. She's got them all wired and ready to go. So all of her press releases regarding, you know, especially like Hervé, you know, she shot that out everywhere. And so she does that. That's what she does. And if we have something that needs to be done locally that maybe she isn't aware of yet, we need to work on that to make, you know, make contact with her to see what we can do. She would be happy, I'm sure, to help us write a press release for our local stuff if we want to do that. So there are ways of making this happen. It does cost money at times to put information into the media. So sometimes we have to step up and do that. But for what we're doing with Jefferson, all the money that we spend is going on the court case, anything associated with the court case itself. As far as bringing people in and just taking an ad out in a newspaper, we're not using money for that. That's not what it's for. That's not what we're doing. That comes from donations from individual groups. And we've done that here locally in Shasta County, where in our team we've just passed the hat amongst our team to come up with needed monies for whatever, and we do it that way separate from Jefferson account and everything else. So there are ways of being creative to do that so that you can get the message out. So just want to share that with you.
Well,
all right. Don't forget about the phone call tonight, 7 o'clock. It's a free phone call, 712-770-4114. Access code 307-268-pound, and it's free. Dial the one first.
Well, my friend, you know what time it is?
The time is to get out of here.
Time has come.
For 51.
And don't forget to dial one. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds coming your way next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The young woman killed Saturday when a car plowed through a crowd of protesters has been identified as 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Earlier today, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe paid a visit to Mount Zion First African Baptist Church and asked churchgoers to put aside their anger.
Let us use hope. Let us use today to reach out to our fellow citizens. Put your hand out to help them. Let us show these people that we are bigger than them. We are stronger than them.
Also killed on Saturday, two veteran law enforcement officers after their state police helicopter crashed while patrolling.